We're doing Gemara Brachos, Daf Tesam and Beis. We're up to two dots just before the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes that when Moshe asked Hashem, "How will I identify you to the Jewish people?" Hashem answered, "Eyeh asher eyeh." What was Hashem telling him? "I will be that I will be." Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. God said to Moshe, "Lechemolem Yisrael, go tell the Jewish people, Ani hayiti imachem b'shibud zeh, I was with you in this servitude, v'ani ayeh imachem b'shibud malchuyot, and I will be with you when you will be placed in servitude under the kingdoms." Amar lefanav, Moshe said to God, "Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, daya letzara b'shata, it's enough, we'll deal with that affliction when it comes here. Why should you worry them now and tell them that that's what's coming?" Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God said, "Lechem olam, go tell them, eyesh lecha ne'arechem, I will be sent me to you." Aneini Hashem Aneini. Elio says to God when he's praying on Mount Carmel for the fire to come down. He says, "Answer me, Hashem, answer me." Amar Biavu, lama amar Eliyahu Aneini bet pamim. Rabbi Avu said, "Why did Elio say Aneini twice?" Melamed she'amar Eliyahu lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, teaches us that Elio said before God, "Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Aneini she'tered esh min hashamayim, answer me that a fire will come down from heaven, v'tochal kol asher al ha'mizbeach, and consume all that is on the altar, v'aneini, and answer me, she'tasiach da'atam, kedei shelo yemru ma'aseh kshafimim. You distract them, so don't let them have this improper thought saying, oh, he used sorcery to bring down that fire. Don't let that thought enter their mind. She'ne'emar v'ata sibot et libam achoronit. As Elio says to God, you turn their hearts around. Let them be convinced. I'm going to do this miracle. You'll help me out, God, but that's not enough. You got to help me out that they be convinced by the miracle. They shouldn't say I did an act of sorcery." And now we're up to the second Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "May matay kulin shema b'shacharit, from when does one reach shema in the morning, she'akil ben tchelet le'levan, from the point where one can discern between the tchelet, which is a dark green, to white." Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ben tchelet le'kauti, has to be that you could discern between this green, which is a green that's maybe a bluish green, but it's a dark green, tekarti, which is a green vegetable. So it's two types of greens. They really need a lot of light. So when do you read Shema? From one of these two times. Ada Netzachama. You have to finish Shema by the time of Netz, the sun, the ball of the sun can actually be seen at the horizon. Rabbi Yeshua Omer at Shelosh Shot. Netzachama is when you could, the first second you could actually see the ball of the sun.
You have to finish by then?
That's what he says, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi Yeshua Omer at Shelosh Shot. Rabbi Yeshua says one may reach Shema till 3 hours into the day. And the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos over here that the hours of the Gemara were hours in which you divided the day into 12 equal parts. They weren't 60-minute hours, which is easy to understand, we might say, based upon the idea that they were using a sundial. So if you're using a sundial, your hours really are shos manios. Your hours are based on the divisions of the day. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you have until 3 hours in the day, shkendech menachim namot b'shelosh shot, because the kings get up at 3 hours into the day, so therefore that's still called bikumecha. The Torah says, reach ma when you arise. Hakoyim kan ve'elach lo epsid, kadam hakoy b'torah. Anyone who reads beyond this point, while he didn't lose out, it's like reading the Torah. He's not saying Shema in its proper time, but it's like he's reading the Torah. Mai ben tchelet le'lavan. What does the Mishnah mean that the beginning time of Shema is when you could discern between blue or dark green and white? Ilema ben gvavadim rachivra. If the idea is a piece of wool that's white, legvavadim raditchel data, a piece of wool that's blue, habelelia nami made idea yade. At night you could also discern. But rather the idea here is you look at the tzitzis itself and you see if you could discern between the blue and the white of the tzitzis itself. That's what the Mishnah meant. You look at the time you could discern between this blue or this darkish green to white. That's the time you could start reading Shema.